Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Amaral. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Rapp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. DeShields moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Rapp to DeShields and they have Thomas trapped. The throw over to Conine, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton juggles the ball. That's an error on Norton. Ripken scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Bordick. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Bordick steals second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bordick scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. DeShields is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeShields hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeShields settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Norton moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conine moves to second. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conine scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Amaral is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaral hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez who is chasing the ball. Amaral reaches third base with a triple. Ripken scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball towards right. Ordonez settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ordonez. Amaral tags and scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Scott Ayer now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bordick goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Orioles. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DeShields hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. DeShields moves to second. It's 9-2, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeShields moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Amaral is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Amaral hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norton strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3-2. DeShields is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff is hit by the pitch. DeShields moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Orioles. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tanyan Sturza now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Calvin Maduro now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Lee reaches second base with a double. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maduro fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Buddy Groom now pitching. Herbert Perry pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perry hits a line drive towards the mound. Groom catches it and throws to third to double up Lee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Josh Paul now catching. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amaral is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Amaral takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Amaral. The throw from Paul and he is safe. Amaral steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeShields is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. DeShields hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. DeShields reaches second base with a double. Amaral scores. Bordick moves to third. It's 10-5, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick scores. DeShields moves to third. It's 11-5, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Amaral who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. 1 out. It's 11-6, Orioles. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Sean Lowe now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Charles Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Amorall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amorall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Amorall takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Amorall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Amorall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Horry covering, for the out. 1 out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeShields is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. DeShields hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-6, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conine is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Timlin now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Paul strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.